You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. On deadline day, plans are still being processed. The City of Milwaukee and Milwaukee Public Schools are meeting today to talk about finally bringing back school resource officers. It was supposed to happen last January. Last week, a Milwaukee County judge set a deadline of today, ordering MPS to reinstate the officers. Yesterday, City Attorney Evan Goyke informed the court that the city can't comply with the deadline, citing the need for officers to complete mandatory training. The judge will likely have more to say today. Despite canceling data center plants elsewhere in the country, Microsoft is reaffirming its Racine County commitment. The tech company has scaled back elsewhere, but in a recent statement, they say they're still on track with the $3.3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. They own about 2,000 acres of land in the village. The governor gave his address last Tuesday, with Republicans spending this week explaining financials. Lisa Hale has more.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Tuesday that while Republican lawmakers are still ironing out priorities for the state budget, tax cuts are a key part of developing plans. While Republicans from both chambers met Tuesday afternoon to determine budget priorities, Voss criticized Governor Tony Evers for not working across the aisle during the current budget cycle, or the last one.
So 95% of our tax reduction was vetoed by Governor Evers, which is the basic reason that we have this massive surplus right now in our state budget. So we're not going to use that surplus to grow the size of government. We're going to use it to reduce taxes. So my hope is we can find a plan that we agree on, send it to Governor Evers, cut taxes, and then we have money left over to be able to focus on where we're going to invest going forward.
Voss spoke about GOP budget ideas during a WIS politics luncheon at the Madison Club.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers willing to trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are taking offers to trade away defensive back Jair Alexander. He was a first-round pick for the Pack in 2018. Green Bay has not drafted a receiver in the first round in over 20 years. Why not? GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, it's funny. It's never been like a philosophical thing we've talked about through my time in Green Bay. It's never been something, hey, like we don't want to take wide receivers in the first round. There are certainly opportunities we've had. We thought that was going to happen, and for whatever reason, it didn't. But at the same time, we've had a lot of second-round receivers that have been pretty good players for us.
NBA, the Bucks face the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez on defending Denver center Nikola Jokic.
You know, I'll be on the point of the attack a bit, doing my job, just try to be physical with him, make things as difficult as possible as you can for him, and trusting I got my teammates behind me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. We all have our image of suit-clad Frank Sinatra holding a cigarette and a glass of whiskey while crooning iconic songs. If actor James Marsden has his way, he would love to play Sinatra in a film that shows the singer's darker and more tortured side, according to the New York Post. The 51-year-old Marsden has always been a fan and says a role similar to what Jamie Foxx did when he played Ray Charles would be perfect for a movie about Sinatra. Admirable intentions, but I can't even imagine how many actors would be lined up to play Frank Sinatra. Marsden concurrently be seen in the Hulu show Paradise. According to the New York Post, trust fund kid Robert Ritchie, aka Kid Rock, might be dating intellectual Lauren Boebert. They were seen flirting recently at political functions. I'm assuming Ritchie had lots of competition trying to woo the congresswoman after the video of her on a date at a theater went viral. It was probably only a matter of time before these dimwits realized their love of semi-automatic weapons and fell into each other's arms. John Hughes was the king of teenage comedies, pretty much up until his sudden death in 2009. At a recent event in Hollywood, producer Adam Fields says Hughes sent him the initial script for The Breakfast Club as a play that was all set in one classroom. When asked about a potential remake, Fields said he did not think the film could be remade because it is character-driven, whereas everything these days is mostly concept-driven. The Breakfast Club recently celebrated the 40th year since its release. The cast of the Oscar-nominated film Conclave, a film about selecting the new pope after the death of a pope, has a lot on their mind, like a potential Best Picture win at the Oscars this coming weekend after winning the outstanding Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture last Sunday at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Members of the cast wished real-life Pope Francis well as he has been hospitalized with health issues at 88 years old. Isabella Rossellini said, "We love this Pope and are worried for him. Life imitating art or art imitating life?" If you're headed to the theater this weekend, here's what you have to look forward to. Last Breath is a mystery thriller starring Woody Harrelson, where he and his crew of deep-sea divers are forced to brave the dark deep waters to save a fellow crew member. The film is based on a true story, but has no reviews in yet, so proceed with caution. My Dead Friend Zoe also opens in wide release. The dark comedy drama tells the story of an Afghanistan army vet who has an odd relationship with her deceased best friend. The cast includes Sonequa Martin-Green, Ed Harris, and Morgan Freeman, and with almost 40 reviews, it's pulling in 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. I have to say, I'm intrigued. No Address also opens this weekend and follows a group of people dealing with homelessness. There are no reviews yet, but the film stars Beverly D'Angelo, William Baldwin, and Lucas Zuman. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 42 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and windy. We'll get to around 50. Saturday will be colder, partly cloudy, with a high of only 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.